when you hear a show tune from the Great White Way, does a shiver run through ya? Well, we're giving them to ya. Sing hallelujah and shout hooray. Come on along and listen to Broadway to Main Street. USA.
Make them play that crazy thing again. I've got to do that lazy swing again. Hi ho, doing that new low down. I got my feet too misbehaving now. I got a soul that's not for saving now. Hi ho, doing that new low down. That dancing demon has my feet in a trance, 'cause while I'm dreaming, I go into that dance. And once you hear that haunting strain to it, I'd like to bet you'll go insane to it. Hi ho, doing that new low down. Crazy thing again. I've got to do that lazy swing again. Hi ho, doing that new low down. I got my feet too misbehaving now. I got a soul that's not for saving now. Hi ho, doing the new low down. That dancing demon has my feet in a trance, 'cause while I'm dreaming, I go right into my dance. And once you hear that hot strain to it, I'd like to bet you'll go insane with hi-ho, doing that new low down. Doing the new low down.
Well, that's certainly a dancer, and I think that's certainly a singer. And it is the one, the only, Gene Kelly, one of the great singer-dancers of American history. Hello, this is Larry Maslon, sort of tip-tapping his way via the airwaves, my goodness, through all the decades to wish you a fond hello here at Broadway to Main Street on 88.3 WLIW-FM, Long Island's only signature, one-of-a-kind, unique, inimitable NPR station. Well, I thought today we would just spend 54 minutes, although we could spend three times that, with Gene Kelly. And some of you may be scratching your collective heads and saying, Gene Kelly, well, he's a great movie song and dance man. The show isn't exactly called Hollywood and Vine to Main Street. True, but Gene Kelly's talent and his arc of his career has so much to do with Broadway. If you simply think of shows like On the Town, Pal Joey, Brigadoon, Hello Dolly, Flower Drum Song, and many more. He was involved in some iteration of all those shows. And he also, of course, worked with Ira Gershwin, Cole Porter, Jerome Kern, Lerner and Lowe, all the great Broadway biggies. So let us spend some time looking at the wonderful, swonderful career of Gene Kelly as framed mostly by Broadway and, of course, Hollywood. Well, Eugene Curran Kelly was born on August 23rd, 1912 in Pittsburgh, and he worked with his family to run a dance studio, and they did some vaudeville stuff. He had kind of showbiz in his veins and is one of the few performers of that magical period of the first half of the 20th century who actually had a college degree from University of Pittsburgh. But by 1937, he had sort of tapped his way out of Pittsburgh, and his mother gave him a ticket, train ticket, to go to New York, where he wanted to try his talents on Broadway. And here is Gene Kelly himself from a late 1960s tribute to Cole Porter talking about his early career on Broadway.
The show was Leave It to Me, and it had Sophie Tucker and William Gaxton Victor Moore in it, and I was a specialty dancer in the show. I really didn't have a part. I came in with a telegram and things like that.
A long telegram, maybe?
No, it was very quick, and I said, here you are, sir, and things like that. But I did do a few courses of dancing, but I remember in that show that one day somebody decided, and I don't rightfully know if it was the producer or the dance director or Cole Porter, I really don't know, but I happen to think that it was Cole Porter who decided that Mary Martin should have a song. And he came in next day with a song for her, and that made her a star. It was called My Heart Belongs to Daddy. And I never got over this, and I thought, wouldn't it be great to have somebody like Cole Porter write a song for you? And then, of course, it happened to me several times, and I was very lucky.
What were some of the songs he wrote for you, Gene?
Well, the whole score of the Pirate, yeah, and the score of Les Girls, and some of them which Mr. Eden's almost commissioned him to do, and one of them we're going to do tonight.
Well, after Kelly left that show, he did a couple of others. He did a wonderful straight play called The Time of Your Life by William Saroyan, and he was chosen by Richard Rodgers to play the title character in Pal Joey, the great 1940 musical that he wrote with Larry Hart and based on John O'Hara's stories. And alas, there is only a little bit of him singing from that show. We'll play that later in our broadcast. But here is a wonderful a radio program from 1945, which does the pet shop scene from Pal Joey. You won't hear any singing, alas, I think because of the radio strike, but you'll get to hear how charming and sexy and funny he was in that character. So if you've ever wondered what Gene Kelly was like in the immortal Pal Joey, here's the best version I could possibly give you.
One afternoon, I roll out of my third floor back, and I start ankling over to the one arm for a cup of chava. I pass a pet shop. Now I'm not interested in dogs. I never was. But I see this mouse standing there, bent over and talking to one of the dogs in the window. She's about 20 and pretty. Spring was in the air, you know what I mean? And this mouse had a figure you don't see on a second Tuesday of every week. And when you do see a figure like that, you got to do something about it. So I stopped. I get very interested in the dog kingdom. I lean over and start talking to the pooch. Hi, old fella. Hiya, Skippy boy. Hello, Skippy.
Oh, is that a name, Skippy?
Hmm? Oh, I don't know. I only pretend it is.
Pretend?
Sure. I pass by here every day, and I've gotten to love that dog so much, I just had to name him that.
Skippy. That's a nice name.
Yeah, it's the name of an Airedale I had when I was a kid.
Oh, so you love dogs.
Oh, yes.
Then why don't you buy this one?
Oh, for the same reason I don't buy a Duesenberg anymore. Money.
Oh, that's a shame.
Oh, it's all right. I'm used to it now.
Anybody who loves dogs as much as you do shouldn't be deprived of them because of money, when so many people who don't love them have them and don't treat them properly.
Yeah, that's true.
Of course it is.
Well, I'm saving up so I can buy Skippy. $30.
You'll get it.
No, I got to. When I was a kid, my Airedale and I, oh, gosh, we were great pals.
I'll bet you were.
Yes. Until I lost him.
You lost him? How?
Huh? Oh, he was crushed. He was crushed beneath the wheels of a 10-ton truck.
Oh, how awful.
Yes. My family wanted me to buy another dog. They were well-to-do in those days, but I was in prep school at the time, Crouton, but I told them that no dog could ever take the place of Skippy in my heart, and I never did, till one day I happened to be going by the shop, and my eye catches this little puppy.
But this puppy isn't an Airedale.
Oh, it isn't the breed. There's just something in that puppy's expression that reminds me of poor old Skippy.
You know, he is a little like an Airedale.
Sure he is. Yeah, Skippy.
I never would have taken you for somebody who loves dogs so much.
No, I suppose not. Ever since Papa died and we lost all our finances, well, I guess I don't look as good as I used to. Gosh, I remember when I used to own my own polo pony and had a tennis racket for every day in a week. Look at these clothes. Ready-made. Just to think I used to get them at Abercrombie and Finch.
Oh, you poor boy.
And now I'm working for coffee and cakes, singing and emceeing in that joint down the street here. I don't even look presentable enough to ask a nice girl like you to have a bite to eat with me.
Oh, you mustn't say that.
Well, everything will be all right. Don't cry, miss.
I can't help it.
I shouldn't bother you with my troubles.
Bother? It's no bother at all. I want to hear about you. All about you. Why don't you have a bite to eat with me?
With pleasure, miss. With pleasure.
Do you know why they're ringing?
Why, no. I don't know why they're ringing.
Well, you're gonna get a big surprise, 'cause I'm gonna put you wise. The bells are ringing for me and my gal. The birds are singing for me and my gal. Everybody's been knowing to a wedding they're going, and for weeks they've been sewing. Every Susie and Sal, they're congregating for me and my gal. The parson's waiting for me and my gal. And sometime we're gonna build a little home for two or three or four or more in Loveland for me and my gal.
The bells are ringing for me and my gal. The birds are singing for me and my gal. Everybody's been knowing to a wedding they're going, and for weeks they've been sewing. They've been sewing something old and something new, so something that is blue, so they can make a trousseau for my gal. They're congregating for me and my gal. Look here, why, that's the parson waiting for me and my gal. And sometime we're gonna build a little home for two.
Or three.
Or four.
Or five.
Or maybe more.
Loveland for me and my gal.
Well, after the great success of Pal Joey, Gene Kelly was lured almost immediately to Hollywood with a contract. Rumor had it he didn't even have to audition for his screen test and was eventually signed by MGM. That, of course, is Judy Garland, with whom he made several movies and many recordings. It's his debut film, For Me and My Gal. What a charming song. Goes on forever. Well, in terms of its endurability, it wasn't long before he was in another original musical, this time with one of my favorites, Phil Silvers and Rita Hayworth, called Cover Girl. Score by Jerome Kern, lyrics by Ira Gershwin. And it's a good moment to recognize the Ira and Leonore Gershwin Philanthropic Fund as our main supporters here on Broadway to Main Street. Well, Hayworth was dubbed by a woman named Nan Wynn. Here's a later recording that Kelly did. He made only one commercial recording album of song hits. Thankfully, he managed to capture this song in one of them. It is, without a doubt, in my opinion, one of the five great songs of the 20th century. From Cover Girl, here's Gene Kelly.
Beside me, long the skies were overcast, but now the clouds have passed. You're here at last. Chills run up and down my spine. Aladdin's lamp is mine. The dream I dreamed was not denied me. Just one look and then I knew that all I longed for long ago was you.
Gene Kelly tapped his way and danced his way up the MGM echelon, and they were clearly during and after the war building musical projects around him. Here's one he did with Frank Sinatra and Jules Munchen based on a Broadway musical. And if I have to tell you what it is, then you're listening to the wrong show. Here is the opening number from a great film from 1949 starring Gene Kelly.
I feel like I'm not out of bed yet. Oh, the sun is warm, but my blanket's warmer.
Thank you. York, New York.
New York, New York. New York, New York.
It's a wonderful town.
The people ride in a hole in the ground. New York, New York, it's a wonderful town. We've got one day here and not another minute. See the famous sights.
We'll find the romance and danger waiting in it beneath the Broadway lights.
But we've hair on our chest, so what we like the best of the nights.
New York, New York, a wonderful town. The Bronx is up and the battery's down. The people ride in a hole in the ground. New York, New York, it's a wonderful town.
The famous places to visit are so many, and so the guidebooks say. I told my grandpa I wouldn't miss on any, and we got just one day. Gotta see the whole town right from Yonkers on down to the bay in just one day.
New York, New York, a wonderful town. The Bronx is up and the battery's down. The people ride in a hole in the ground. New York, New York, it's a wonderful town.
Are all in silk and satin, so the fellas say. There's just one thing necessary in Manhattan when you got just one day. Gotta pick up a date, maybe seven or eight on your way in just one day.
New York, New York, a wonderful town. The Bronx is up and the battery's down. The people ride in a hole in the ground. New York, New York, it's a wonderful town.
Well, Kelly grew as not just a dancer for MGM. He took over, one would say, the next generational baton from Fred Astaire. He had a much more working class, masculine, loafers and chinos, rolled up shirt sleeves kind of style than Fred Astaire did. And I think if you listen to his singing, which of course he was not as well known as a singer, although he's a terrific singer, you can hear how he almost moves so naturally from dialogue into singing. His singing is an unforced, unpretentious, natural way, which I think is so beautiful and moving, in very much an analog to his dancing talents. Well, we mentioned earlier from a testimonial he gave that Cole Porter wrote a few songs for him, including a whole score, again with Judy Garland, called The Pirate. And here is a version he sings of the most famous song from that movie much later in his career, I think late 60s, early 70s. And you can hear how smart he is in terms of inflecting a song to his own personality. Be a Clown by Cole Porter.
I'll remember forever when I was but three, Mama, who was clever, remarking to me, "Son, when you're grown up and you want everything nice, I've got your future sewn up if you'll take this advice. Be a clown, all the world loves a clown. Show 'em tricks, tell them jokes, and you'll only stop with top folks. Dress in huge baggy pants, and you'll ride the road to romance. If you become a doctor, folks will face you with dread. If you become a dentist, they'll be glad when you're dead. You'll get a bigger hand if you can stand on your head. Be a clown, be a clown, be a clown. Be a clown, be a clown, all the world loves a clown. Be a crazy,
buffoon, and the demoiselles all swoon. Be a crack jack and apes, and they'll imitate you like apes. Why be a great composer with your rent in arrears? Why be a major poet? You'll owe it for years. When crowds will pay to giggle when you wiggle your ears. Be a clown, be a clown, be a clown. Be a clown, be a clown. All the world loves a clown. Be the poor, silly ass, and you'll always travel first class. Give them quips, give them fun, and they'll say you're A1. If you become a farmer, you've the weather to buck. If you become a gambler, you'll be stuck with your luck. But Jack, you'll never lack if you can quack like a duck. Be a clown, be a clown, be a clown.
I got
rhythm.
I got
music.
I got
my gal, who could ask for anything more?
I got
Daisy.
I got
in green pastures.
I got
my gal, who could ask for anything more? Old Man Trouble, I don't mind him. You won't find him round my door.
Vous comprenez ça?
Non. I got
rhythm.
I got
music.
I got
my gal, who could ask for anything more? Who could ask for anything more? J'ai du rythme, j'ai de la musique, j'ai ma chérie, who could ask for anything more? J'ai des daisies dans green pastures, j'ai ma chérie, who could ask for anything more? Old Man Trouble, I don't mind him. You won't find him hanging round my door.
Comprenez ça maintenant?
I got
was from An American in Paris, a project that was given the blessing of Ira Gershwin to include a lot of George and Ira Gershwin songs into this wonderful travelogue about a painter in Paris, an inimitable film. It won the Academy Award. And you can hear not only Kelly's charm, but his inventiveness. He decided it was important because so many people, obviously, including Ethel Merman, had made I Got Rhythm famous. He wanted to do something different with it that was signature. And in his case, he sang it with all those charming kids en français. What a talent. Well, this is Larry Maslon, your host for Broadway to Main Street, and we are spending our time today with one of the most enduring and charming and loving and lovable song and dance men in American history, of course, Gene Kelly. Here's a great Harry Warren song from Summerstock, and you'll hear Judy Garland come in at the end. You, wonderful you.
To say, but as I wandered through the lea, I felt for just a fleeting moment that I suddenly was free of being lonely. Then I closed my eyes and saw the very reason why. I saw a man with his head bowed low. His heart had no place to go. And I thought to myself with a sigh, there but for you go I. I saw a man walking by the sea, alone with the tide was he. I looked and I thought as I watched him go by, there but for you go I. Lonely men around me, trying not to cry, till the day I saw a man who had never known a love that was all his own. I thought as I thanked all the stars in the sky,
that was Gene Kelly from Lerner and Lowe's Brigadoon. It was a movie that I think for Kelly at the towards the end of the 1950s signaled the end of the MGM era and how difficult it was going to be for him to find other projects. It was supposed to be filmed on location in Scotland. They pulled the plug on that. Then it was going to be on location in Northern California. They pulled the plug on that. And at the end of the day, it was a backlot film with a lot of paper mache and, paint and fake heather on those fake hills. But I love this, by the way, he sang that ballad. It was so moving to me. He was not a great operatic singer, but the feeling and intentionality in his renditions, I think, are just terrific. On the Town had an unofficial sequel, which didn't do nearly as well, called It's Always Fair Weather. Here is a great song by Compton and Green and Andre Previn that sums up, again, the charm of Gene Kelly.
I feeling so good? Why am I feeling so strong? Why am I feeling when things could look black that nothing could possibly go wrong? This has been a most unusual day. Love has made me see things in a different way. Can it be I like myself? She likes me so. I like myself. If someone wonderful as she is can think I'm wonderful, I must be quite a guy. Feeling so unlike myself. Always used to dislike myself, but now my love has got me riding high. She likes me so, so do I. Likes me so, so do I. You're just too charming, you're just too great.
You're just too perfect, you're just too first-rate.
To win you, dear heart, is all I wish.
Well, take your Casanova, 'cause you're just my dish.
You're just too luscious, too very, very sweet.
Ooh, you're just too sexy when you tie in on that heat.
So it's no wonder I love you as I do. For I've got to say in every way you're just too. You're just too brilliant.
Oh, you're just too bright.
You're just too faultless.
Well, you're just too top flight.
Of all fair damsels, tis thee I toast.
Well, thank you, Barry Nichols, 'cause you're just the most.
You're just too darling, too very, 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 very nice.
You're just too dreamy, you're super paradise.
So it's no wonder I love you as I do. For I've gotta say in every way you're just too.
Oh, look at me, I'm dizzy. If we miss the train, we'll go by plane. I feel like a stranger.
How's that?
Everybody's picking on me.
Go!
It's no wonder I love you as I do. For I've got to say in every way you're just.
Jan Yap from Les Girls, Gene Kelly's last, I would say, major movie musical, a score written by Cole Porter, just for Gene Kelly and sung with Kay Kendall. Well, Gene Kelly was somewhat ubiquitous, even if he wasn't in movies so much. He began directing them. He directed the stage version of Flower Drum Song, the film of Hello, Dolly. But he was on almost every variety show imaginable in the 60s and 70s. And here is a section of a show he did with with Danny Kaye in the early 1960s. They were supposed to make a movie together of Huckleberry Finn. They didn't do it, as the King and the Duke. But Kelly gets to sing a couple of bars of songs that he made famous that he never recorded anywhere else. You'll hear a little Pal Joey and a wonderful song cut from the film of On the Town. Here is the television variety talents of Danny Kaye and Gene Kelly.
When you stop and think about it, Gene, this is really the first time we ever worked together.
Yep,
isn't it?
It's been a long time.
Yeah. Oh, Mr. G.K.
Yes, Mr. D.K.
Remember when you played Mr. P.J.?
Tip-tap-toey, Pal Joey.
That part was the start of Mr. G.K. on Broadway. A star who leaps and spins and twinkles and twirls. A star whose whole career can be summed up in one magic word, Giles.
Yeah. I remember in Pal Joey, there was this girl in front of a star. You'd never seen this girl before, but you just took one look. If they ask me, I could write a book about the way you walk and whisper and look. Then the world discovers, as my book ends, how to make two lovers of a friend.
Then on to Hollywood, to Cherchez la Femme. You walk through the portals of MGM. The sets were built,
the girls were too.
They put you in a sailor suit and you knew just what to do.
Yeah.
Another one.
I begged her.
He was a tiger.
I said you can't send me home just like this. And I finally got the hat. Kiss.
New York, New York is a wonderful town. The Bronx is up and the battery's down. New York, New York, it's a wonderful town.
The town's a lonely town.
And then in Cover Girl, how you did love a girl. You danced with garbage cans down in New York street. You swept Rita Hayworth right off her feet. What a wonderful song you sang that day.
Long ago and far away, I dreamed a dream one day. And now that dream is here beside me. Just one look and then I knew that all I longed for wanted
to. I like the job you gave me. Then every flicker, your heartbeat quicker. It's wonderful.
American in Paris.
Marvelous.
He hits like Roger Maris.
You should care for me. Then he went singing. It's rain, what a glorious feeling. We're happy again. Oh, Mr. G.K.
Yes, Mr. D.K.
Your number in for me and my gal.
Ha! It's your song now.
Let's each do a chorus. Well, that's what I call being a pal.
And they go on to sing Ball in the Jack from For Me and My Gal. Well, we could spend many hours extolling the virtues of Gene Kelly, but here is a song you all want to hear. Every time I hear his voice, it just makes me smile, and sometimes it makes me cry, because I find him terribly moving and terribly talented. But here's the finale for for Broadway to Main Street today. This is Larry Maslon thanking you for joining us with some joy from Gene.
Singing in the rain, just singing in the rain. What a glorious feel, and I'm happy again. I'm laughing at clouds so dark up above. The sun's in my heart, and I'm ready for love. Let the stormy clouds chase everyone from the place. Come on with the rain, I've a smile on my face. I'll walk down the lane with a happy refrain, just singing, singing in the rain. Dancing in the rain, I'm happy again. I'm singing and dancing in the rain. Singing in the rain.
Well, where is the time all gone to? This is Larry Maslon here at Broadway to Main Street. Let's catch up next Sunday at 3:00.